Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, CAMH. There is an incredible facility right here in downtown Toronto that is helping on the front lines and is doing incredible innovative research. They are a facility that treats everybody with dignity, and they need your help. May 6th to 12th is Mental Health Week. If this matters to you, help CAMH. There's no better place for your resources. Go to camh.ca/CanadaLand. And donate now. Help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Yo!
Where are you and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
I am in Montreal, Quebec. I'm in my classy basement apartment. I'm sort of in self-isolation because I just got back from Germany. I just snuck out like it was the Battle of Saigon, and I got on the last helicopter out of Germany. And there's records everywhere, vinyl records, because I've been taking this time to organize my record collection.
I mean, it's the same apartment that you had when we were in university like 20 years ago. It's a museum of vinyl. Are you making beats? Are you making music? We could probably use a new Canada Land theme song, the one you made us 7 years ago. People are pretty used to it.
Freshen it up. Yeah, I'd love to. Seriously, I've spent the past 4 days really giving this place kind of a deep clean. It feels like I've been on the road for 20 years and like I never had a minute to just like put things in order. I've just been kind of coming in from tours and dumping everything in a pile and then putting the piles into different piles.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I'm digging through stuff here. It really is kind of like I'm like isolated in this archive. So I haven't started making music yet. My record player is turning and it's plugged into my sampler. So as I'm listening to records, I'm sampling things as I go. And I look forward to pretending it's 20 years ago and just like making beats like I used to do it. But for now, really, like seriously, there's a lot of records over here.
You're like excavating yourself.
Yeah, I mean, sure, that's very poetic and sounds kind of dirty.
What is the most abnormal thing that you did today?
The most abnormal thing. To be honest, like my life is kind of self-contained. I'm single, you know, so I don't have this family that I have to protect and like orchestrate their day and get them to school or not and feed everybody. Like it's just me. So So it's not that weird. I wake up, I'm supposed to be self-isolating, so I'm just not going out. I just wrote like a musical, like an opera ballet that just got canceled because of this, that was going to be presented in Germany this week. So for the past few months, I've really been sitting there. I mean, composing and is really it's an isolated, lonely, solitary activity at the best of times. So I just finished this big project and I was looking forward to hitting the road and getting out there, seeing the fruits of my labors, of sitting there all alone. for weeks on end writing scores. So I was excited. I was in Germany to see this show, and then I was going to go on a 3-week tour and blah blah blah. And so that's all out the window. So what's unusual is that I'm sitting here in my apartment, not doing anything. I mean, doing lots and being busy, because I'm always kind of a self-motivated, busy little beaver. But I guess what's unusual today is that I'm not getting on the TGV in France to go from one city to the other to play a nice concert with a string quartet or something.
I guess I got to get over my understanding of you based on what you were like 20 years ago. Like, it's just hard for me to imagine you not being social.
Get over it, Jesse. Dude, we're not 20 anymore. When you're 20, you're social, you're drinking, you're hanging out with your friends. You basically have nothing to do. You're just fucking around. But like, we're not 20 anymore. So everybody has families now. Like, I can't hang out with all my friends anymore because they're all off with their little families.
Yeah.
So yeah, the dream is over, Jesse Brown.
What has been your most selfish deed or thought during this ordeal?
Well, it's hard to not be a little selfish just seeing your livelihood and your sort of whole existence called into question. Just personally, sure, it's a global epidemic. Sure, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of deaths. That's terrible. And that's what's important. And you see people chiding each other on social media. This isn't about you. This is about, you know, the big picture. And that's great. We have to be reminded of that. We have to be reminded of that normally, you know, like our little lives really don't amount to much. But when you're in your little brain, like, that's all you got. So all I've got are my plans and what I've worked to create, and all the efforts that have gone into making these things that now seem sort of trivial. Like really, does it matter to have concerts? Does it matter to put on theater? Does it matter to make songs? Does it matter to tour with bands? Does any of that matter in the face of death and mayhem and pandemic and just total chaos? So on the one hand, of course, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, all that matters is food on your table and your family not getting sick. But it also really matters, you know. It's also, that's what matters. That's what we're trying to protect. That's what we're mourning the death of. Like, and so it's confusing. So selfishly, I'm just thinking about, you know, just the loss of my income for the year 2020. So it's not like if I was a doctor where I'm making a ton of money a year, or even if somebody like a musician from 10 years ago who actually sold music. So music is free now. So they told us, oh, you know, music is free, so it's all about the shows now. You got to make shows and you got to sell things at the show. Okay, so now we don't have shows, we don't have music. You know, what do we do? Maybe, honestly, for real, people like me have to really think about what we're going to do when we grow up. You know what I mean? So I guess that's selfish of me to worry about. But I'm just sad. And I'm also sad for all the sort of wasted time, because to create the work that was coming down the pipe, like, took months and weeks of preparation of managers and agents and teams and programmers and internationally, you know, and all these people did all that work, and it's just evaporated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were saying, like, in the face of just how big what's happening is, what does going to the theater or going to a show matter? That was my thought immediately, was like, I've actually never valued that more. Like, I don't really go to those things much these days, but like, now that,
yeah,
now that I can't, I'm like, that's all I, that would, that sounds great.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Name something that gave you pleasure today.
Frankly, like, all this social media stuff is kind of, it's kind of awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. I can talk to all my friends, and everybody's kind of in the same boat. Everyone's really shaken up if they're really paying attention, and everyone's worried and everyone's isolated and sort of trying to work on their thing, but kind of it's all called into question what their thing means or if there's any future for their thing. So to be in contact with all these friends all over the world, I guess that's what gives me has given me pleasure today, to talk to, you know, musicians in Russia and in Brazil, and in, and to talk to filmmakers in America and writers from my city who are across the street, but we can't talk to each other. Just to talk to everybody, hear their stories, try to cheer each other up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all we can do.
Last question.
Okay. This better be good.
What is something that you think might never be the same after this is done?
Well, after this is done is already kind of a loaded statement, because we don't, what does that even mean? Will it be done? So what might change? Oh my goodness. I mean, the pessimist in me says that there will never be concerts again.
But you know that's not true.
I guess. I don't really know. I don't know. You know, I really don't know. What will change? People, hopefully, the optimist in me thinks people will actually appreciate the arts a bit more after, like you said, we all kind of get busy. We don't go to concerts anymore. We don't. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. This is really kind of laid bare how not solid the artist's life is, and also how valued the artist's work is. So yeah. So the optimist in me, you know, hopes that people will, if this ends, you know, people will start going to concerts more and checking out art shows and supporting people that are creating the stuff that they consume, that makes the world beautiful, that brings people together, that tells our stories.
All right, Joshy, stay safe.
You too, Mr. Brown. Thanks for calling.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.